At this time, Cassius 92.7 brings you the Trojan Sports Report with all the latest news on Chambersburg Trojan Athletics. Now here's your host, Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores.
Good afternoon, Trojan Nation. Today is Wednesday, April 10th, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to this week's episode of the Trojan Sports Report. I'm your host, Jeremy Flores, and I just want to thank you for joining us today only on 92.7 FM, Trojan Radio, as we recap and look ahead at what has been going on with Trojan Athletics. So we're pleased to be joined in studio today with our principal, Mr. Brad Ocker, but before we chat with him, let's get the show started by taking a look at this past week and how our Trojan student athletes performed on the field and on the courts. And it's hard to believe, but we're about a quarter of the way through our spring season already. So let me quickly run through how our varsity teams did. So varsity girls lacrosse this past week, they lost two games. One to Trinity was very close, 19-14, and they currently sit at 19th place in the PIAA District 3 AAA Power Rankings. Varsity boys lacrosse lost three games this past week to Trinity, Palmyra, and Cumberland Valley. The Cumberland Valley game was close, though, with a final score of 10-8, and they currently are in 21st place in the District 3 Power Rankings. Varsity boys volleyball lost two very tough matches to State College and Central York, with scores both being 3-1. They now have an overall record of 3-3 and are in 17th place in the District 3 Power Rankings. Varsity baseball picked up their first win last Thursday over Cumberland Valley, 3-1, and they're currently in 18th place in the District 3 Power Rankings. Yesterday, varsity track and field had an incredible day by sweeping the Rams of Central Dolphin on the road. The girls won 81-69, and the boys won big 123-27. Varsity boys tennis yesterday lost to Redland 4-1, but they picked up their first match point of the season as Sam Vesa won 2-1 at number 2 singles. And our varsity softball team continues the great start to their season. They are still unbeaten. This past week, they defeated Cumberland Valley 15-5 and Mifflin County 3-0. So they are now 5-0, and they sit alone at the top of the District 3 6A softball power rankings in first place. So that wraps up last week's scores. If you would like to check out our final scores daily, follow us on Twitter at @CASDAthletics, as I do my best to post the final scores each and every evening. All right, so if you are just now tuning in, we'd like to welcome you once again to the Trojan Sports Report here on 92.7 Trojan Radio. You can join us here live every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. or listen to a rebroadcast at 4:30. So once again, I'm joined in studio with our principal, Mr. Brad Ocker. So thanks for being here.
You bet, Jeremy. Welcome. Thanks for bringing me in.
So we'll see how this goes. This is the first time that we've actually had an interview in the studio, but we're excited to get this started. So a couple weeks ago, I think I shared my nickname that the students gave me for the radio, which was J-Flow on the Radio. And I think we've got a nickname for you as well, Brad. You want to share that with us a little bit?
Yeah, so this goes out to all the students out there. So we have J-Flow on the Radio with B.O.
All right, so you and I work pretty closely together when it comes to athletics. Obviously, you've got a lot to do here at Cassius, but athletics plays a big role as well, and I think we've actually had a lot of opportunities this season with how successful our teams have been to get to know each other better. We've traveled almost all over the state together, District 3, Hershey, Lancaster. A couple weeks ago, we were in Pittsburgh, so it's been a fun year. So I just want to get your perspective on Trojan Athletics, and I've got a couple questions here for you. So first, as the building leader here at Cassius, what are your thoughts on the role that athletics plays in the overall success of the school and the school district?
Okay, well Jeremy and Trojan Nation, let me start with this. I think we need to go back to even last year, 2018. I truly believe, and I've shared this with Coach Schreffler, I think that our 2018 boys basketball season actually set the tone, and it started from there. When it comes down to athletics, I think athletics, without a doubt, creates competition. And competition creates wins, hopefully more than losses. But I think because of that, those wins create success. And when you see success like this from our student athletes, that drives school spirit. from an athletic standpoint, student athletes are held to a different level. And we've done that here. We've explained that to our students. And that essentially is why we call them student athletes, because they're students before they're an athlete. And I know that, Jeremy, you always say be the standard. So as a school administration and as a school, we always tell our athletes that they set the standard. And that standard is the school spirit. With that, I'd be disappointed if I forgot to mention our Cassius Crazies. With that school spirit, we have now a huge following of students. Those individuals nicknamed our Cassius Crazies. I was so pleased with how much respect they shared this season, especially during our winter season. They always listen to what Jeremy and I asked them to do. They have some really interesting cheers, a few cheers that we thought were a little bit maybe slightly inappropriate. And after addressing that, they listened and they followed what we had to say. So Cassius Crazies, huge shout out to you. Nice job this year. And I guess I'm going to end that question with, when you have success like this and school spirit is as high as it is right now, who doesn't want to be part of a winning team? So I hope this continues.
Thanks, Brad. That was a great answer. So moving on, of course, getting to our Cassius Crazies, they would never be inappropriate at games, would they?
No, never.
Not at all. So next question. Obviously, we've talked a lot about the success that we've had as a department this past year, going back to the fall season and the winter season, and now we're into the spring. So as you reflect back on this current school year that we're in, the fall season, the spring season, or in the winter season, what are maybe one or the two things that have excited you the most? Some of the biggest highlights, some of the things that you found most enjoyable to experience this year?
Okay, well, wow, there's so much to share here. So let me begin with, I believe all our teams this year have been successful. And we don't always look at their team record, but I believe what we really look at is how we've developed these young individuals into adults and the things that they're learning throughout the process. When we look at fall, who can forget about our football team, our boys soccer team, girls soccer team, cross country, girls volleyball? All those teams made it to the next level of play in districts. But I can't also forget about the others who improved their record this year. Great job. Then we look at our winter season, which we just concluded. Boys basketball, wrestling, swimming. I mean, this year, they made it to states. We had five of our wrestlers, which was a school record, make it to states. And three of those five actually placed and were medal winners. Swimmers, we sent five of our swimmers on to states. And I believe there were several of those individuals who also received an award and even went on to compete nationally in some of their other programs. And I mean, currently, our softball team, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Flores, they're still undefeated, correct?
That's absolutely correct.
Undefeated to start the season. Our boys volleyball team is doing quite well, and we expect great things out of them. And then just this morning, as I look at our local newspaper, how can we forget how well our track team is doing? Our track and field team, out of 16 events, boys are right now leading the entire Franklin County in 11 of those 16 events. Our girls are now leading all of Franklin County in 13 of the 16 events. That's a lot of success. But I think the one thing that stands out most to me, as you ask, you know, is there that one thing that you just can't forget about? It was when you and I were standing down at the Carlisle game during football season. And if I'm not mistaken, it was senior night. And I remember it being very rainy. And everybody on the sidelines was thinking, oh boy, this game may be over, because it was a back and forth game the entire time. And all of a sudden, it was the last few ticks of the clock. And a senior by the name of Brady Hughes is put in for that last defensive stance against Carlisle Thundering Herd. And what does he do? He picks it off for an interception and runs that entire field to score a touchdown, and the Trojans win the game. I recall running with him. I will never forget that this season.
I remember that pretty vividly as well. I think we were in our rain boots as well, so running wasn't probably as easy as for us as it was for the guys on the field. But the excitement that night was pretty incredible. I don't think we've experienced anything quite like that in some time in Trojan athletics. And so sprinting the length of the field, although probably fairly easy for a guy like Brady Hughes, we were probably out of breath at the end of that night, I'm guessing. So on top of it being soaked with how much rain we had in the fall. So I'd agree with you there. I think there's probably way too many highlights to just to talk about all of them, but that was definitely an exciting one. So last question for you today. So you're a former student athlete. You played football. I think you wrestled.
Played some baseball.
Maybe a little baseball. So as a former student athlete, what's the biggest piece of advice that you have for student athletes today? So obviously, you know, I played basketball growing up. And even though I'm a little bit younger than you, when we played athletics or participated, it was a much different environment. And so today's a different world. Our student athletes have to contend with social media, everything on TV, stuff that we didn't have to deal with even when we were athletes. So what's your biggest piece of advice for student athletes today?
Okay. Well, you know, I'm in the career of education, so I'm going to go with this. I would tell you as student athletes, never quit learning. You will make mistakes on and off the field. And that's on and off the field of play and also in the classroom. Learn from those mistakes. Apply the lessons learned to your life. And I guess I would share with you is mentor others throughout your life as you continue with things. And I guess ended up with saying, pay it forward. There was someone someday that gave you a second chance. Give them that second chance and pay it forward and share those lessons you've learned on and off the field. That's what I would say.
Fantastic advice. Because obviously, athletics is more than just the final scores. You said on the scoreboard at the end of the game, there's a lot of life lessons to be learned through teamwork and leadership and all that. So moving on a little bit, you talked about the Cassius Crazies earlier, how pumped they get our teams up for games, our crowd, our school spirit. And I kind of view you that way when it comes to our building leader. When you're at athletic events with me, I kind of view you as our hype man, so to speak. And I remember, not everybody knows this, but we film a lot of our games, and our coaches use that as for scouting purposes, to look at the next opponent, kind of review what's gone well, what do we need to work on, what do we need to continue doing well. And so I remember back in the fall season, talking football again, I think you were up at Altoona,
yes.
Which was an exciting game. I think we scored quite a few points up there. And I remember that following Monday, you and I walked down to football practice, and the coaches actually come up to us and comment. They thought maybe you were injured or asked if your shoulder was okay with the amount of running up and down the field you were doing. And so they were reviewing that film with the student athletes again to kind of say, what do we need to work on? What's been going well? And I think they spent more time watching you in that film session than they actually did, you know, the game. So I view you as our hype man. And there's often, you know, there's a chant that I think you've started here, the students love. We even have T-shirts now. So tell us a little bit about that chant. How did it get started? Why do you think the students love it so much? And so that maybe we can teach the Trojan Nation a little bit about that today.
Sure, sure. Well, I do recall that as well. I remember walking down to football practice, and Coach Gary Carter actually came up to me, and he said it was interesting because they were trying to view film, but they had to keep rewinding over and over again because they were like, what is this guy doing? It looks like he's having a heart attack. But luckily I wasn't, but I sure did feel like I was because that was an exciting game. But anyway, going back to your question, I'm a huge Penn State fan, and I think it's wonderful how, you know, individuals will say one phrase and then people know exactly what to repeat. So I think it's always good for us to have a catchy phrase that everybody can link to, and it just brings us all back to why we're here. So and the phrase that I kind of came up with is just something that you can use not only in athletics, but it can be in the classroom with academics. It could just be a way to motivate anybody to do something in regards to Trojan Nation. So it's real simple. It's two words, and it goes like this. Go Trojans! And I the kids love it. Who would have thought? I ended it one week during my Friday Auker's observations on our student announcements, and I kept hearing about it. The kids thought it was neat, so I thought, well, hey, if they like it enough, let's keep this going. And it's developed into something that now everyone within the school, and I even hear it now, I'll be out in the community, and adults will say it to me. I'll have kids drive by in the car if I'm out running or something, and I'll hear this, go Trojans! So it's neat, and I'm glad that it has left an impression on individuals, and I hope it's a positive one, and I hope it continues. So thanks, Jeremy.
Yeah, so how about this? Do we want to try that out just a couple times? Maybe you can teach me a little bit about how to do it, critique me?
We could do that.
All right, well, let's see. Let me have a crack at it. I don't know if I'm going to be as good as the creator here, but I'll try it. So I got to have a little bit of inflection up at the end of goes. Go,
yes,
correct?
All that's right. Correct.
Let's try this. Go Trojans!
That's not bad, but Trojans was too quick. Start over
one more time. Go Trojans!
You're getting close. Let's try it one more time. Let's do it together this time.
All right, let's do it.
Are you ready?
Yep.
And sometimes you have to use your arm, because if you use your arm, it kind of guides you through it. So here we go. On three. One, two, and three.
Go Trojans! Awesome. All right, Mr. Barrier, what do you think? Is that good? He's giving us the thumbs up, so fantastic. All right, well, before we wrap up the segment, is there anything else that you want to add in terms of athletics, your thoughts on it, what you're looking forward to this spring?
Well, once again, I'm looking forward to a successful season. It doesn't always come down to the student or the record of the athletic team. It really depends on how the students develop themselves and carry themselves throughout each season. So I'm hopeful. From what I see in our weight rooms after school and the amount of students who are getting involved and connected with our athletic programs, I'm hopeful that our success during the 2018-2019 school year will only carry into next year. I'm hopeful to see our Trojan Stadium bleachers filled with our Cassius Crazies and our Trojan Nation fans. And I want to wish everybody a great end of the school year, and continue. I ask everybody, continue to share with us your Trojan pride.
All right, well, B.O. on the radio, thanks for joining us. We'll have to get you back here on the show sometime in the future, because I think that was fantastic. So once again, thanks for joining us. If you guys, Trojan Nation, as he said, if you see him at a game, let's get one of those Go Trojan chants going. Get our Cassius Crazies and our student athletes hyped up. So I'm going to end the show. I want to look at the upcoming events. Again, I'm only going to look at the varsity schedule because there's too much to say on the radio just in the short time we have. So looking ahead to this week, today, Wednesday, April 10th, varsity softball is at Redland at 4:15 p.m. Varsity baseball is home versus Redland at Green Township Park at 4:30. And varsity boys volleyball is home versus Central Dolphin East at 6 p.m. in the Cassius Fieldhouse. Tomorrow, Thursday, April 11th, varsity boys tennis is home versus Mifflin County at 4 p.m. at Norlo Park. Friday, April 12th, we have five varsity events for you. Varsity boys tennis is home versus Central Dolphin East at 4 p.m. at Norlo Park. Varsity softball is home versus Greencastle at 4:15. Varsity baseball is away at Greencastle at 4:15. And varsity boys and girls lacrosse take on Northern with the boys on the road at 5:30 and the girls at home at 6:45 p.m. On Saturday, varsity boys volleyball is away at the Central York Kohler Classic at 8:30 a.m. On Monday, April 15th, varsity girls lacrosse travels to State College for a 6:30 p.m. game. Varsity boys tennis hosts Cedar Cliff at 4 p.m. at Norlo Park. Varsity boys volleyball hosts Commonwealth Foe Altoona at 6 p.m. in the Cassius Fieldhouse. And varsity boys lacrosse hosts State College at 7 p.m. in Trojan Stadium. And then on Tuesday, April 16th, varsity baseball hits the road to take on the Rams of Central Dolphin at 4:15. Varsity softball hosts Central Dolphin at 4:15. And varsity track and field travels to Cumberland Valley for a 4 p.m. start. So I know I quickly ran through that list, for the upcoming week. But for a complete list of all events, not just varsity, visit our website, www.casdonline.org/athletics, as that's where we post our weekly schedules. And we hope to see you around supporting our student athletes at all the home events. Two last reminders before I wrap up today's Trojan Sports Report. We do have a varsity girls basketball coaching position that's open, so we're seeking qualified and interested candidates. And if you or someone you know is interested, please encourage them to complete an application online through our website at the HR Human Resources Department section. And then next week, we'll be hosting our Spring National Letter of Intent signing ceremony. That is scheduled for Wednesday, April 17th at 3:15 p.m. in the Cassius Library. So if you are a student athlete that did not participate in the fall or winter ceremonies, please make sure you sign up with Ms. Rebuck in the athletic office so that we can get you on that list. So once again, I want to thank Mr. Brad Ocker for joining us today. Like I said, if you need more information or anything like that, check out our website, check out our Twitter account. Again, follow us on Twitter at @CASDAthletics. Check out our website, once again, at www.casdonline.org/athletics. And next week, I hope to be joined in studio with our Director of Communications and Marketing, Brian Miller, as we talk about our new naming rights program, what advertising opportunities we have here at the district, and how that benefits Trojan Athletics. So thanks for listening in. We'll be back next Wednesday, April 17th at 1:30 p.m. for another version of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. And don't forget to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at approximately 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. Go Trojans!
You've been listening to the Trojan Sports Report with Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores. Join us every Wednesday at 1:30 for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 Trojan Radio.